Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fate Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, if I were a gambler, which I am, I would lay the number with me this week because I feel really good. I want the pads. I want the helmet. I'm ready to hit someone. The wife had me watch some clips of the old great Jimmy the Greek. And if that doesn't fire up a gambler, I don't know what will. We have seven games that we like in the National Football League on Sunday. If you want our normal card, we dropped that earlier this morning. That contains your college football, your college basketball, your NBA, and your NHL. But on this podcast, it's all about the National Football League. Year to date, we are 60-38 against the number. That's good enough for 61.2%. System plays, 4-2 year to date, only six opportunities, but we have two of them this week. And let's start there. Our system in the National Football League, yes, it's pre-internet, it's pre-simulation software, it is an old-school handicapping system. It is a fade play where we are fading a underdog straight-up winner favored on the road the following week. Game number one, we're playing the Jaguars, +6.5 against San Francisco. The Niners, of course, a straight-up underdog winner on Monday night against the Rams. To make me feel a little bit better about this one, though, the Jags have covered 3 of 4 and 4 of their last 6 games. They fought hard last week at Indianapolis, losing 23-17. So Urban Meyer has the Jags playing a little better football. So that makes me feel better there. System play number two, we're on the Jets, +3.5 against the Dolphins. I don't feel so good about this one. System plays are somewhat ugly. They can be a plug your nose type of play. The Dolphins, straight up winner against the Ravens last week. The Jets have made the QB change. Old man Joe Flacco is going to start for him. The Jets are only 2-7 against the spread this year, but we're playing the +3.5 against Miami. So those are the two system plays. Let's get to the rest of the card. Next up, it is Indianapolis, +7 at Buffalo. The Colts are 5-5 straight up, 6-4 against the number. Their last three games, they lost a tough one in overtime to Tennessee by 3. They beat the Jets by 15 and beat Jacksonville by 6. The Bills, 6-3 straight up, 5-3-1 against the spread. They beat Miami by 15. They lost by 3 at Jacksonville and beat the Jets by 28. A lot of people beat the Jets. I catch that. The Colts have averaged 30 points per game over the last 7. This team has significantly improved. Their last 3 road games, they won at Miami by 10. They had that hard-fought loss against Baltimore where they blew the lead and lost by 6 late, and they won at San Francisco by 12. Plus, don't forget that you have the revenge factor in this game. The Bills defeated the Colts last year in the playoffs. That's more than enough for me to play Indy, +7 at Buffalo. Next up, we go to Minneapolis, where the Vikings are a +1 against the Green Bay Packers. The Vikings, 4-5 straight up, 5-4 against the spread. They lost by 4 to Dallas, lost by 3 at Baltimore, and beat the Chargers on the road last week by 7. Meanwhile, the Packers, 8-2 straight up, 9-1 against the number. They won at Arizona by 3. They lost at Kansas City by 6 without Mr. Rodgers. And then they beat Seattle by 17. The Packers' D is the story this year. The offense for them has actually scored 24 or less in 5 straight games with or without Rodgers. Over that same stretch, the D has only given up 11 points per game. Just think, Packer fans, after 3 weeks, you guys wanted to fire your defensive coordinator, Joe Barry. Not anymore. He's your Cinderella story. Fun fact about Minnesota here. They are the only team in the NFL that has led every game this year by 7 points or more. The Vikings like to get leads. The Packers may consider the Bears their biggest rival, but Minnesota considers the Cheeseheads their biggest rival. This game matters more to Minnesota on and off the field. I'm taking the Vikings +1. Next up, we go to Las Vegas, where the Raiders are hosting the Bengals. The Bengals are 5-4 straight up, 4-5 against the spread. They won at Baltimore by 24. They lost to the Jets by 3, and they lost to Cleveland by 25. The Raiders, 5-4 straight up, 4-5 against the spread. They beat Philly by 11, lost to the Giants by 7, and lost to KC by 27. So these two teams are a mirror image. Same record, both straight up and against the spread. Both got upset 2 weeks ago in New York, one by the Jets, one by the Giants, and both got crushed in their last time out, 25 and 27 points. Since he's coming off the bye, the Raiders have the home field. Only one of these teams will be a contender after this game. I'm going to go with the Raiders here, plus the one over Cincinnati. Next up on the card, we go to Seattle, where we're going to play the Seahawks, plus one over Arizona. The Seahawks are 3-6 straight up, 5-4 against the spread. They lost by 3 to New Orleans, beat the Jaguars by 24, and lost at Green Bay by 17. Meanwhile, the Cardinals are 8-2 straight up, 7-3 against the spread. They lost by 3 to Green Bay. They had a very impressive win at San Francisco by 14. Then last week, they lost to Carolina by 24. Russell Wilson, this will be his second game back, and I expect it to be much better than his effort at Green Bay last week. Not sure what's going to happen with Kyler Murray for Arizona, but I expect the playbook to be limited no matter what. The Seahawks are not going to quit. They'll be up for this one. Arizona might be walking into a buzzsaw. I love Seattle here, plus one over Arizona. And our last game on the card, we're going to play the Chargers, minus the 6 over Pittsburgh. So the Chargers are 5-4 straight up, 5-4 against the spread. They lost by 3 to New England. They won at Philadelphia by 3, and they lost to Minnesota by 7. The Steelers, 5-3-1 straight up, 3-6 against the spread. They won at Cleveland by 5, beat Chicago by 2, then tied Detroit last week in a not so much of a thriller. The Chargers have lost 3 games at home already this season. I don't know how. I really, really, really like this Charger team, and I still think Pittsburgh is terrible. Numbers don't support it, but the eye test tells me that LA will win this one by 20 or more under the lights on Sunday night. So there's your card for the National Football League. Let's recap it for you. Jaguars plus 6.5 over San Francisco. Jets plus 3.5 against Miami. Indianapolis plus 7 at Buffalo. Minnesota plus 1 against Green Bay. The Raiders plus 1 over Cincinnati. Seattle plus 1 over Arizona. And then just to give you one chalk, since we have 6 underdogs on the card, we're playing the Chargers minus 6 over Pittsburgh. So that's your card this week for the National Football League. I wish everyone the best. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big.